Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Since last October, the Iran-backed Houthi militants have been attacking commercial shipping moving through the Bab el-Mandeb Strait between the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. Under the guise of support for Hamas and opposition to Israel, they have used surface-to-surface missiles, artillery rockets, loitering munitions, and drones to attack over 70 ships. They have killed 4 sailors and taken hostages while demanding an end to the Hamas-Israeli war. According to the Israeli Ministry of Defense, so far the Houthis have conducted over 200 air attacks against Israel. The best way to minimize a dangerous entity is to deny it the means to strike. In the Houthis' case, that means inhibiting the group's ability to procure weapons, including military-grade and dual-use equipment. As the majority of weapons the Houthis use are of Russian, Chinese, or Iranian origin, removing the means of transporting weapons is one way to keep them out of Houthi hands. Thus, the United States Department of the Treasury and the State Department have sanctioned 2 individuals and 4 entities complicit in weapons procurement. The first is Al-Shahari United Corporation Limited. This Yemen-based logistics company has facilitated numerous shipments of Chinese missile and unmanned aerial vehicles to Yemen. Al-Shahari's China-based branch, Guangzhou Al-Shahari United Corporation Limited, helped facilitate these shipments. Guangzhou Al-Shahari is owned by Hong Kong-based Hong Kong Al-Shahari United Corporation Limited. All 3 companies have been designated pursuant to Executive Order 13,224, as amended. As well, Ahmed Khalid Yahya Al-Shahari is designated pursuant to Executive Order 13,224 for being a leader or official of Hong Kong Al-Shahari. Mar Yahya Muhammad Muhatar Al-Kanai, a Yemeni businessman, is the general manager of Yemen Telecommunication Asset Company for Information Technology, a company that has facilitated Houthi procurement efforts. Both Al-Kanai and Yemen Telecommunication Asset Company for Information Technology are being designated pursuant to Executive Order 13,224 as amended for having materially assisted, sponsored, or provided support for the Houthis. As a result of the designations, all property and assets of the designated individuals and entities within U.S. reach are frozen. The Houthis have sought to exploit key jurisdictions like the PRC and Hong Kong in order to source and transport the components necessary for their deadly weapons systems, said Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, Brian E. Nelson. The United States will continue to target the facilitators that enable the Houthis' destabilizing activities.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.